Khalashing for Khalas? Want to bribe or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bugatti for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Good morning. You are listening to High FM, and this is Adrian Bugatti on the Essen Fressen show, where it's all about the food. So today I'm actually going to be talking about something that I'm very, very passionate about, and that's meal planning and meal prepping. We've all just come out of all the Yom Tovim, and I know most of you planned your meals down to the last detail. And I'm wondering why we don't do this the rest of the year. It's a lot of planning in advance to get through Yom Tov, especially this year, where we had Friday night, and then Saturday night and Sunday to prep, and then it was 2 days of Yom Tov. And I know the prepping was done in advance, the cooking was done in advance, the planning of what you're serving your guests is done beforehand. And really, it's not that difficult to introduce that into the rest of your year, and it's going to make so much difference. Really, it will. I've just recently taken part in a seminar on getting your life organized. It's an American seminar. A whole lot of these organization gurus get together. And meal planning was a big part of the seminar. I learned so much from this. It was a little bit rough because I had to try and get it in and to watch it for us, you know, at their times, which was a bit difficult. I was able to get some of the pre-records, but because I did the free show, I only had like 12 hours to get to watch the video from the previous day. Otherwise I would have had to pay, and then you can just watch it whenever you're ready. And I think next year I'm definitely going to give a try for that one. So the first thing I wanted to talk about with the meal prepping, and the video that stuck out in my mind, was a lady where she preps for the whole week. It took me, so I've tried it. I've started doing it. It took me 2.5 hours, but that's because I very rarely buy bottled sauces or canned sauces. I prefer to make my own just because I enjoy cooking. So it's a nice challenge for me to get some different sauces and some nice flavors. So before I tell you how that's done, I just want to talk about the meal planning part of meal planning. So for me personally, I literally plan breakfast, lunch, and supper. The breakfast that I plan is mostly for me. The kids and my husband are quite happy with their cereal every day as long as they have breakfast. That's, to me, an important thing. But the reason I'm planning my meals to include breakfast is I do need to lose weight, and if I don't plan my meals, then I tend to forget about having breakfast. Okay, so that's quite an important thing. And also planning the three meals, it means that breakfast comes, I have to sit down at a table and eat breakfast. And sitting down to eat your meal is so important. Eating meals on the run, like most moms do, is really unhealthy for you. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it or noticed that when you see photos of people walking around France, or if you've ever been to France, they don't have a lot of obese people. And this is one of the things that I learned. It was a book called Why French Women Don't Get Fat. Unfortunately, I can't remember the author offhand. But basically, one of the tenets she said was that in France, whether you're eating on your own or eating as a group, each meal is a celebration. You sit down to a set table, and you eat properly. One of the things she does, she advocates, is not watching TV, not reading a book, not doing everything. Concentrating on the food that you're eating and that you're putting in your mouth, and it's savoring each bite. Not looking at the clock and going, I've got to gobble this down because I've got to be out in 5 seconds. And that was something that she looked at. And if you have a look at the World Health Organization list of obese nations or obese countries in the world, France doesn't even make it into the top 20. Considering that their neighbor is actually in the top one, well, not top one, is the top one, which is England. They have taken over from America as being most obese nation in the world. America comes second, and unfortunately, South Africa makes it into the top 10 quite easily. We're the fattest nation in Africa, and I think we're number 5 in the world, which really is a testament to our poor eating habits and doesn't always actually have anything to do with poverty, because America and France and England are not poverty-stricken nations. They're quite wealthy nations. But part of their thing is the fast foods, is not meal planning, to going out and buying ready-made processed foods. Yes, it may be easier, but it is not, in the long run, cheaper, because you're more at risk for health issues from eating all that processed food. But in the meantime, let's move on and talk about my meal planning tips. So I have shared some of these before, and one of my biggest ones is called meal planning themes. That for me has made all the difference, because even though I took 3 months off meal planning, I still had in my head the themes that I wanted, and I stuck to those. So while we may not have eaten as well as we should have, or as healthily as we should have, I came home from work and I sort of still knew what we were going to have for supper. It didn't always work the way I wanted it to, because I was often tired. And that's one of the things about meal planning, is that if you've taken out the food to prepare it for that night, you are more likely to make it, because otherwise it's going to go to waste. So here are my biggest helps when choosing. So the meal plan themes, I've chosen meat-free Mondays. It's an international theme. It's to create more awareness to the fact that plant-based eating is good for you, and that the cost of feeding animals and all that kind of thing is detrimental at the moment. The what they call the global footprint, is bigger for an animal than obviously your plant-based meals. So for Monday night, I actually do vegan, pure vegan, no dairy products, no fish, nothing like that. And for me, it's a challenge. I love cooking. So I love being challenged with coming up with ideas of vegan meals that my very much meat-eating family will enjoy. And then Tuesday night is vegetarian. So here I get to use fish and cheese and milk and eggs and all that kind of thing. The reason we're vegetarian on a Tuesday straight after a vegan Monday is that my husband goes to a shear and he's asked not to be fleshy when he goes off to his shear, because he never knows what yummy foods are going to be offered at the shear. And then in winter he can have his tea or coffee, or, you know, when he's there. For my children, that is probably, I'd say, their favorite night of the week. And that's because on those vegetarian nights, I do tend to make lasagnas and pastas and macaroni and cheese. And then my fish is coming. I try and do fish on those nights. My family don't like fish much, so I try to find interesting ways to serve fish up. That isn't fish fingers or fish cakes or anything like that. So it can be done in an oven or in a gravy to give it some extra flavor. Wednesday night is mince night. And there are just so many ideas for mince, anywhere from burgers to boerewors to meat lasagnas. Then Thursday nights and Friday nights, I alternate. One week I have red meat on a Thursday and chicken on a Friday, and the next week we'll do it the other round. We'll have chicken on a Thursday and meat on a Friday. So if we have chicken on a Thursday night, what I'll do is I'll do some nice grilled chickens. I don't need to worry about gravies. I don't need to worry about the chicken drying out. And if I'm doing meat on a Thursday night, then what I'm going to do is put it on, and I can make stews and curries and things, you know, interesting meals that I don't normally do, things like kebabs, where it doesn't need the gravy, so skewers and roast. I mean, you can make falafel or pita bread, not falafel, sorry, shawarmas on a Thursday night, which would be something great to do. something very different. We'll be back in a few moments. I'm Adrian, and this is the Essen Fressen Show, where it's all about the food.
You're listening to the Essen Fressen Show on 101.9 High FM.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm Adrian, and we're talking about meal planning here on the Essen Fressen Show. So I was just saying that on a Thursday and Friday night, I alternate between chicken and meat. So I loved grilled chicken, and so do my children with the vegetables. But then on a Thursday night, I can also do on my meat night, I love experimenting with different flavored curries and the sambal. So we can make papadums, I can make roti bread, and now you can buy roti bread at the store, and it's kosher, which is a huge thing. I love doing that because sometimes making the roti bread can be a bit time consuming. We were talking about Wednesdays. I was saying that I do mince on a Wednesday. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're doing chicken mince or beef mince or splurging and having lamb mince. There are just so many options. And even the one child who really doesn't like mince much, there are nights where she gets very happy with what I've served. And those would be taco nights. Loves tacos. And what's nice and easy about tacos is you can prep everything and have it set up, and everybody can assemble their own one based on what they want to have added to it. So different sauces and things like that. And to meal prep that, I will make the mince. I will have it spiced and ready to cook already. So I would like defrost it on a Sunday, start spicing it up and getting it ready, put it in a container and into my fridge ready for Wednesday night's cooking. And you can prep your vegetables on the Sunday too. We do burgers, and what I sometimes do is I get the burger patties and then I break them down and I change the spicing around for myself, for our family. So some days we'll have Asian style burgers where I've put in things like chili or cilantro or lemongrass or anything, just a different flavor, to do that too. And it's the same with meatballs. I'll once again decide. We can have curried meatballs where I'll have changed the flavors in the meatballs to some Indian spices. So Rogan Josh or cumin or Middle Eastern spices as well, which would be great. Or you can have the traditional Italian. So then my spicing would be very much Italian. It would be things like oregano and rosemary, thyme, those kind of things. Just to make something different. We do pap en wors. And then what I sometimes do with this boerewors is to, if there's a small packet and we've only got five of us, I'm going to stretch it up. Then what I'll do is I'll cut the boerewors into pieces. I'll cut up my vegetables and I'll put them on skewers and we have boerewors sausages. You just need a nice basting sauce for while you're cooking. Another idea for your mince is chili con carne if you guys like spicy. And to bulk that up, I will open up a can of beans and pour it in. I must admit with most of my mince, I do put beans in because it just helps it stretch so much more. There's ragu, which is basically a mince stew. So you've got your mince, you put in your vegetables and your stock, and you cook it as a stew. And that ragu I can actually use, whether I use it as just a ragu with proper vegetables, with vegetables, or I turn it into sloppy joes so we have it on a bun. It's the same recipe. Another recipe is lasagna. I make a supposed white sauce, but I don't use milk or soya milk or dairy. I actually just use water. So if you're tasting it, it just tastes like gloop. But once you've put it in with the mince that's got its sauces and its spices, it's actually delicious. Another favorite in the house is spaghetti and meatballs. And as I said, you can turn the meatballs into any flavor you want. And even if you don't want to, if you don't want to remake the mince into meatballs and you've just bought ready-made meatballs, then opening a can of tomato soup and you boil it in that, you cook your meatballs in that, gives it a beautiful flavor. And then you've got the tomato soup or the tomato gravy, and you can use that as the sauce for your spaghetti. So that's a great idea as well for meal planning. Then chickens for Thursday night, like I said, grilled chicken. My family absolutely love grilled chicken, and I get to make vegetables that need to be crisp, that can't sit in my warmer for hours before Shabbos. So that's a nice idea as well, to do your different types of chicken. We do, for chicken night, I do chicken stir fries, which is great. You can do schnitzels. There's just so many ideas of what to do with chicken. You don't have to do them without a gravy, but I like to save my gravy chickens for Friday night, where I can put them in different kinds of sauces. And you can go anywhere from the old-fashioned apricot chicken, which we will be having next week in my house, to a honey mustard sauce, to a curry sauce, to a barbecue sauce. They're just lemon and herb, peri-peri. There's so many different flavors out there. And if you're buying bottled sauce, I mean, the range to choose from is just endless. There's sticky, there's hickory smoke, there's all sorts of flavors.